some water near my house, and it got down to got down cold. I might look out and say the lake has frozen over. You can say that. If it is just a little bit of maybe ice on it, it's not thick enough that you can walk on, what would you say?
It says that the lake have a thin sheet of ice on it this morning.
If it gets very cold, the water in the pond will
freeze.
All right, maybe we'll leave the weather for a little while then. Go on to the house. When someone knocks on your door and you go to the door, you invite them to come in and sit someplace in the house. What room do you probably ask them to sit in?
The living room.
Okay. About how high would you say the ceiling is in your living room or in this room?
It's about 11 feet.
Okay. I'd say just an average house. Would you sort of outline the floor plan? I mean, what rooms would you find in just a typical house? Like you already told me you had the living room. What other rooms would you find in a typical house?
Bedroom, kitchen, bathroom.
Okay. Those would take you to necessities anyway, wouldn't they?
Usually you find a den in some people's house.
Mm-hmm. On the outside of the house, there's a structure that is used to let the smoke out if you have a fireplace. It would be
a chimney.
Okay. And if you have a fireplace, you usually have an enclosure around the edge of it to keep the sparks from going out over the floor.
It's usually called a screen.
All right, the screen would keep them in. If you had that's what we're getting at. Something that would keep the ashes and so on from coming out of the floor. And then sometimes the fireplace has a sort of little board that comes out up above that you can set things on.
Mount.
And then in the fireplace, you have some items that are used to stack the wood up on.
Dog items is what they usually call them.
That's what I think I call them too. And especially when you're burning wood, sometimes you have a great big piece. I remember my granddaddy used to say, I'll bring in
the back stick.
Okay. And in building the fire, lots of times you have some little pieces of wood that you put under the big pieces that makes it start easier.
Usually have kindling to start a fire.
And then that, I guess you'd say, byproduct of having the fire that's black that collects up in the chimney is
soot.
Usually we have this fireplace that we're talking about, maybe the living room or the den or the sitting room. And we have some pieces of furniture there that are used for comfort, having arms on them, that would be what?
A chair.
Okay. And if you have a big piece of furniture in the living room that more than one person could sit on?
Usually we have a couch in the living room.
And in the bedroom, a piece of furniture that's used to put clothes in or for storing things, has drawers in it.
Repeat that.
Any kind of type of furniture.